This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. It's been a deadly 24 hours in the United States. Two mass shootings have left more than two dozen dead and many others injured. We begin in El Paso, Texas, where police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
On a day that would have been a normal day for someone to leisurely go shopping, turned into one of the most deadly days in the history of Texas.
El Paso Mayor Dee Margo praised first responders and sought to allay fears of the community.
El Paso is too strong to be broken by a cowardly act like this one. I want to assure the El Paso community that we are safe. We are safe.
U.S. President Donald Trump said on Twitter he has pledged the total support of the federal government. Just hours later, a gunman in the Midwestern U.S. state of Ohio killed 9 people and wounded 16. Deputy Dayton Police Chief Matt Carper says the shooting could have been much worse.
Fortunately, we had multiple officers in the immediate vicinity when this incident started. So there's a very short timeline of violence. For that, we're very fortunate.
Even with the gunman dead, Carper says there is still much work to be done by investigators.
This is a very tragic incident, and we're doing everything we can to investigate it and try to identify the motivation behind this.
The shootings come less than a week after a mass shooting at a festival in California where 3 people died. The El Paso shooting was the second fatal shooting in less than a week at a Walmart store. This is VOA News. Talks between the United States and the Taliban continue today. This is the 8th round of negotiations in Doha, with both sides indicating the current talks may result in a deal to end the longest war in U.S. history. In Hong Kong, protesters have started their second rally of the day. They are protesting the government's mishandling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against leader Carrie Lam. In the Philippines, 3 ferry boats capsized in rough seas, killing at least 25 people. 6 others are missing. 55 other passengers and crew were rescued. The UN Food Agency and Yemen's Houthi rebels say they have reached an agreement to resume food deliveries to rebel-controlled parts of Yemen after suspending the aid in June. A spokesman for the World Food Program told the Associated Press that the agreement is an important step toward safeguards that guarantee the accountability of our humanitarian operation in Yemen. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is crisscrossing the Asia-Pacific region on his first international trip as head of the Defense Department. VOA's Carla Babb is traveling with the Defense Secretary.
Esper's arrival Saturday in Australia came just 2 days after North Korea conducted its 3rd missile test in less than 2 weeks, firing what appeared to be short-range ballistic missiles capable of reaching Seoul or Tokyo. Rudy De Leon is with the Center for American Progress.
The United States have those bases in Japan, which would be in the flight pattern of some of those rockets that are being tested. And so this is a real deliberate threat.
Esper downplayed the threat Saturday, telling reporters the situation with North Korea is still far more stable than it was just a couple of years ago, when Pyongyang conducted 17 missile tests, including the test of an intercontinental ballistic missile. Carla Babb, VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. is welcoming a ceasefire declared in Idlib province in northwest Syria, the last insurgent stronghold in the country. Since April, hundreds of civilians have been killed in the violence in northwest Syria, and thousands more have fled. Iranian state media says Iran has seized another foreign tanker in the Persian Gulf. It said the tanker was carrying 700,000 gallons of fuel, adding that 7 sailors had been detained. A Revolutionary Guard Corps commander is quoted as saying its naval forces had seized a foreign tanker in the Persian Gulf that was smuggling fuel for some Arab countries. For more on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.